Well, we're here in Hockeyville inside what used to be called the Calumet Armory. We're inside the Coliseum, and Ken Cowell, the voice of the Detroit Red Wings, is here, and welcome to the Copper Country.
Well, it's great to be here, and boy, I'll tell you what, this just brings you back to your hockey roots, just to be able to drive into town. The whole town's out here, kids taking off from school, and they get to see their hometown heroes, the Detroit Red Wings, and a lot of these kids probably won't ever come down to Detroit if they're living up here their whole life, so it's great that the Red Wings can come to them.
Yeah, you know, you spend a lot of time in Traverse City. I watched some of the prospect games on Fox Sports Go. Your voice got a workout that weekend. How would you compare what you saw there as far as that, how that community and what you saw today?
Traverse City is a bigger community, obviously, and the Red Wings have been up there for so many years, since 1998. You know, so they're pretty well established up there. But what's great about Calumet and coming to this city is the fact that even the players had the wow factor. And for them to be able to come in with a police escort and see all the people, and even people that are standing on a street corner, parking their car with a camera, just taking pictures of the bus, it's amazing. So people up here in the UP, they love their hockey, and it's great that the Red Wings are able to share that hockey experience with the fans here in Calumet.
And it's great for our two NMU guys from Northern Michigan University, you know, Shine and Loggins. Great to see them guys. I know I'm a little biased. I've got the green on today, but it's great for them to do that. And, of course, Timmy Blashill being from the Sioux.
Absolutely, and it's like a homecoming for them, right, when they come up here and are able to play. And Blashill, he's from the Sioux, and he's been talking about this day for a long, long time. So it's good for him to be able to come back here. And I think at one particular time he may have played goal in his younger days as part of a tournament here in Calumet. I'll have to ask him that.
Yeah, I will too. Let me ask you, what do you do to prepare differently? This is not your normal broadcast setup at Joe Louis Arena and now at Little Caesars Arena or any of the NHL rinks. So kind of give our listeners across the Central UP kind of a behind the scenes of what you will be doing throughout the day.
Well, the action is faster when you're low to the ice, and obviously the press box here is six or seven rows from the ice, so hockey, as we know, is a fast sport. As you go upstairs or in a broadcast booth at a big stadium like Little Caesars Arena, or for yesterday we were in Pittsburgh, the game slows down the higher up you go, so as a play-by-play guy, it's a little bit easier to call, but things happen so quick on the ice, and when you're at ice level almost, you really have to be on your game. So the problem with preseason is some of the guys you don't know, because you don't really see them on a regular basis, and some of them are trying to make the team, not only for Detroit but for St. Louis, and you got to do your homework, and hopefully you're on target, or I'm on target here tonight to be able to call the action.
Well, people can hear it on 102.5 The Moose and 100.3 The Point across the UP. Last question, I'm sure you're asked this a lot, how are the Wings going to be this year? Everybody up here is rooting for a turnaround season for Detroit.
It's going to take some time. And it's not going to happen overnight. And I like the way the Red Wing youngsters have really played. Mo Sider. I see good things from Zadina, even though he hasn't really scored, but he does good things out there on the ice. Joe Valeno, I think, is going to be a terrific hockey player. So the Wings have drafted well. And again, it just takes time for 18, 19-year-old kids to develop and get the strength and the smarts to play in the National Hockey League against guys like Taves and Kane and all the, you know, superstars, Crosby, Malkin, etc. So I guess what I can tell the fans is that the Wings are headed in the right direction. And I think down the road, Steve's going to deliver for the Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah, well, I think if anybody believes in anybody, it's the Red Wings believing in Steve Yzerman, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, he did a terrific job when he was with the Red Wings as Ken Holland's assistant. And then he had a terrific 9 years with the Tampa Bay Lightning. And we certainly hope and know that he's going to do a good job with this Detroit Red Wing team. And like I said, he preaches patience, and it's not going to happen overnight. But the good thing, and I tell Red Wing fans this, is that you get to watch these young guys develop in front of your eyes. And I always said that when Steve Yzerman started and Sergei Fedorov and Nicklas Lidström, nobody knew they were household names. Nobody knew who they were, but you watched them grow and you watched them become champions. And I think that's what you're going to see from this group down the road.
Well, Bruce Martin was a household name, and now Ken Cowell, you followed in his footsteps quite well, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. Bruce has been my idol ever since I was 8 or 9 years old listening to Red Wing hockey. Bruce just turned 90 years old, and he had a birthday. He lives in Florida. Had a chance to talk with him recently. He's doing well. And just to be able to follow in his footsteps, he's a Hall of Fame broadcaster, one of the best in the business, is just appreciated. And I'll never be Bruce Martin, but it's good to be in his saddle.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for doing this. Enjoy your time here in the Armory. I've had a few pucks come up and almost hit me during high school games, so look out.
I'll have to wear a helmet, right?
There you go. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you.